Welcome everybody to our first ever Leader Podcast.
Yep.
Super fun.
Real creative name.
Well, we worked on the name for like 4 seconds. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is a pretty good stout. Like,
I worked really on the graphic name. longer than we worked on the name.
Hey, we just wanted to spend some time every week cluttering up your YouTube channel with stuff that might matter to you as a volunteer at Cross Creek Student Ministry.
Yeah, or not, but it's really going to be very like custom to our volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're in a church somewhere in random Maryland and you want to watch, you're welcome to as well.
Yeah, but you might not know these people.
Yeah, for sure. Or these people.
That's true. So, listen, we would love it to, every single time we get on here, to give some shout-outs, to let people know, like, how great they're doing. So our first, like, very first episode, first round of shout-outs, we have a lot.
Yeah.
We have a lot of, like, shout-outs.
We're catching up.
Yeah.
We're catching up over the last 27 years.
So as we make some shout-outs, these leaders are crushing it, probably, is what you would say. Who do we need to shout-out today?
Listen, I think that we ought to shout-out first all our new leaders over the last semester.
That sounds great.
Because we haven't done this, like, in a perfect world, we're doing this in our leader meeting, but we have not been doing it in our leader meeting. So we're just going to backtrack a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're going to make this a podcast thing.
There we go.
All right. So all right.
New leaders
starting in January, January 2nd, Leanne Ebert.
Wow. January 2nd.
Right. It feels like 30 years ago. Like, I don't remember a day when Leanne wasn't telling us how to make the website better.
Yeah, and I had to tell her that it is a YouTube feature.
Yeah, right,
feature.
That's not on us. That's not on us. Hey, Leanne Ebert, Morgan Rush, and Jerry Bullard, all January leaders.
Oh, yeah. Phillips. That's a great leader class.
Listen, right, we have a great semester. As I was writing all this down, I was like, it feels like these people have been leading for a long time. They're all heavy hitters.
Yeah.
So, Philip Strange on our safety team.
Yep.
Christy Moorhorst. You know your last name, Christy. Mordhorst, sorry.
You know her last name?
I do. I'm just not entirely sure how to say it. Plus, it's pretty early today, and I'm still only on my first cup of coffee. Krista Feller, yay to Krista in the cafe. Kaylor Moore with our sixth grade guys. Kyra Allen Lowe, who's doing check-in on Wednesdays, which is great.
Yes.
Lots of folks won't choose a Wednesday because of work or whatever, and she just jumped right in.
Yeah, how dare you guys have lives?
Yeah. Bring a sack lunch, people. Anne-Marie Leist, who is... Let's just talk about Anne-Marie for a minute. Can we talk about Anne-Marie? Listen.
Sure. This is your show. I'm just living
that in it. Lady preps. So let me tell you what happened. So Anne-Marie was doing Cross the Creek Week with us, which is where we invite our sixth graders to cross the creek, better known as a drainage ditch, and become student ministry volunteers, right?
Yeah.
And one of our discussion guides had the wrong reference in it.
Like Bible reference?
Correct. So it was like, you know, whatever, cut off the head of your youngest goat. Like, it was some crazy thing like that. And when we figured out it was the wrong passage, you know, we corrected it. But she came up with her notes. She was like, I want you to know, it took me about an hour to figure out how to work that passage into the lesson. But here's what I came up with.
Oh, my gosh.
It was fantastic.
Then you're like, oh, it was actually 2 Corinthians.
Exactly. So, Anne-Marie, appreciate you.
That's funny.
Sarah Walker is back.
Yes.
She's a rerun.
Don't call it a comeback story.
Yeah. So Sarah took a few days off to raise her kid, have a baby.
Days.
Yeah. And now she's back leading with our high school girls.
Yeah,
love that.
Let's go.
And brand new yesterday
The
recording of this.
Yeah. Don't.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Who knows when this is going to air. But yeah. Aaron Gunter. Jumping on the team. Also for Wednesday night check-in.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Finally getting a Wednesday night check-in team.
I know.
That's great.
It's almost like Jesus has a plan.
That's great.
Anyway, welcome to all of you over the last semester. Thank you so much for everything you guys do. To those of you who are not first-timers, also thank you to you because your continued commitment to helping students know and follow Jesus is why student ministry happens around here.
Yeah, which is what we're like kind of theming today around a little bit is like just the importance of showing up.
Yeah.
Right. And we all,
that's why
of
I
us,
showed up for work today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a few minutes early.
Yeah. Yeah. Those of you who know that's not true.
So showing up, right, is this idea of like just simply of like to invest in a student, you have to be there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
plain and simple.
And wherever there is.
Yeah.
Right.
And so today in particular, we're just going to talk about the idea of showing up predictably.
Yeah.
Right. And what we mean in particular with that is showing up when like you're scheduled to show up. And most of you do. And that's why this is a fantastic team.
Yeah.
Right.
Can we do another shout out about that?
Of course.
Let me tell you something. So, I mean, I don't keep track of absences and stuff like that. CCB does somewhere, but I literally
the Bible
never...
tells you literally not to keep a record of wrong. So, good
job. I don't
job.
Know if the occasional absence is a wrong, but I was just thinking through, like, who have I never had to call for a sub for? And the only person's name I could think of? Well, several people who don't tell us when they're going to be gone, so you never get subs. If I don't know you're not going to be gone, I can't get you a sub. Catherine Winstead.
Shout out to Catherine. Yeah. Also on the leader graphic. So it was like,
it's like
predestined.
All right. I think Catherine has only missed one time since she started.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
fantastic.
Strong.
Through summers, through winters, like she's been there.
The treacherous winters of Texas.
Right? Where there's a little bit of rain and it's 40 degrees.
Catherine.
That's my kind of winter.
Shout out to Catherine.
Cheers to you, Catherine.
Also,
Thank you
should tell Justin to take you on a vacation.
But if it's going to be over a Sunday.
Yeah, just
don't
make
do
sure
it.
It's a one big day.
Yeah, exactly.
Which are strategic.
They are strategic.
Because we know that like connect groups meet come hell or high water.
Yeah.
We used to say that we don't meet on Christmas, Thanksgiving, and 4th of July.
Yeah, like those actually not Thanksgiving.
What were the...
Just Christmas, New Year's,
oh, okay.
And 4th of July.
I thought I knew it was three holidays, but it felt too soon for
no,
to
we,
New
Year's. No, during Thanksgiving, we have to be here to give thanks.
Yeah, that's true. But so I thought that was the rule.
Yeah.
And then come find out this summer, they're like, oh, we're not...
Yeah, July 4th doesn't fall close
it's
enough to a Sunday.
It's not close enough to a Sunday,
yeah.
So the Lord must still work.
Yeah.
And so must you.
Yeah.
But, so that being said, that's this year,
yeah.
Two Sundays
yeah,
where
two
we
Sundays
don't meet.
Off, and the rest of the time, it is like the mail. Actually, better than the mail. More predictable. Much more predictable than the mail.
Let's be clear
What's
about that.
What's super predictable? It's like summer in Texas. It's going to be hot. And we're going to have... And we're going to have connect groups.
Yeah.
And showing up predictably is knowing that Sundays are your day. They're your day to invest in your kids on a regular cycle. There are a lot of other ways to invest in your kids, and we'll be talking about all that in future episodes. But one way to invest in the spiritual growth of your kids is to show up every Sunday predictably.
Yeah. So shout out to all of you who do that. Catherine, mm-hmm. especially.
Yeah.
Rockstar.
And also no guilt trips. If you got to be off, we totally get it.
Yeah.
100%. I love it when you're able to be consistent for your students.
Yeah. And that when you show up predictably, like the familiarity is what like starts to catch.
Yeah.
Right. If you're,
that's what builds community and relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just being there.
Yeah. You're the standard thing.
Yeah, and they can count on you,
mm-hmm.
and rely on you, and it might take a while too.
Also, it's kind of amazing how, like, going off routine throws teenagers into a dither, right? It's a little bit like changing your grandpa's breakfast from oatmeal to cream of wheat.
Yeah,
like they just can't. They have a hard time adjusting. So if every time they come in, they have a different leader, or every third week they have a sub.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like having to reset
the
next week when you're back.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So, but we know that it's a lot. We know that our schedule is
the big ask
is frequent, mm-hmm. and so that is why we have one big days, right? One big days are a strategic break. Because we don't like take time off over the summer, for example, like a big block of time, we try to sprinkle in one big days, both on like holidays, so like Memorial Day weekend.
Times where you typically be out.
Yeah, where we know we'll need to get a lot of subs. Yeah. Like, let's just not worry about that and let's just schedule something.
Yeah.
But also for you to kick your feet up 1 week.
Yeah.
Go to Connect Group.
And y'all deserve that.
Yeah.
And listen, not just our Connect Group leaders. Like also our check-in folks and they don't get the benefit of one big day, But we do want them to be consistent and there as often as they can be. And when they're not there, they notice. When Mr. John is not at that front door, kids ask where Mr. John is.
Yeah.
Like, they need that consistency and that kind of dedication and that kind of presence really matters to them more than we think it does.
Speaking of the mail, I heard this.
That was like 20 minutes ago.
I had this transition locked in.
Okay, sweet. Don't let it go. Dog with a bone.
Speaking of the mail, I heard this one time, like the Pony Express, right? And the question is like, what's more important in the Pony Express? Is it the mail that needs to be delivered, or is it the pony in the Pony Express?
Yeah.
And a lot of people would say it's the mail, right? It's the connect group. Like, gotta be here. You gotta like do the lesson, do the thing, do the content.
Right.
But the person who's saying is like, actually, it's the pony. Because you got a dead pony.
If the pony goes down, everybody's down.
Yeah. And so the reason for the rhythm of breaks and rest is to give that to our leaders.
Give the pony a rest. Yep. We're going to give the dog a sleeping time now.
Yep. So there you go.
That didn't work the way I thought it was going
to. One last thing that we're going to do in every single one of these episodes.
Okay,
unless you had something else.
No, I didn't read the notes. I'm just following you, bro.
So one last thing we're going to do in every one of these episodes is we want to share like a funny story.
Okay.
And so we have a few, but we would love you to text us, add it to the group me, send us an email.
Yeah.
Our email for our show is DarrenS@crosscreekchurch.com.
That's also our email for everything on the planet.
So send them there, and we'll unbury these. Something funny a kid says in a connect group, and you know we'll reserve their privacy.
Right? Yeah, we'll change.
We're
the
not
sound
here
of their
to
voice.
Like make fun of anybody at all.
We'll blur their face.
Yeah, but it's just really funny. Like, so for those of you who went to summer camp, you know we had the no student in a room by themselves rule. Right.
Yes.
And so I was staying in a room. I got the privilege of being able to be in a room with Tim and Zach and no kids and a private bathroom. Yeah. So shout out to the private bathroom.
Yeah. Shout out to the room scheduler.
It still had mold.
You're
in
welcome.
It, but it was.
Yeah, but it was your mold.
My mold.
It was private mold.
It was actually not my mold. It was someone else's mold. So it's fine. I only used it once. But also.
Wait a minute. Does that mean you only showered one time at summer camp?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right.
That's so gross, Clayson.
Bro, that is goals right there. Have you seen those showers?
I haven't.
That's goals.
I was in a hotel
so,
room.
So, anyway, in addition to my private bathroom, there's a wall on a foundation that is failing. And so there's a crack the size of the Nile River beginning to build there. So when you're in the bathroom, you think it's private, but...
Not really.
You can hear everything.
Yeah, if somebody wanted to see, they could.
So I'm in the bathroom, but I'm the only person in the whole cabin, and I hear the door open into the front room, and I hear a student go, "Is anybody in here?"
It's like,
yeah, and like,
I'm not saying anything.
Even if I wanted to be kind in that moment, I couldn't. Like, I was the only leader in that. That's what I was.
Yeah, you were the only leader.
The only leader in that room.
Needed to be two leaders, so
and
you're
so,
safe.
Yeah, and speaking of number two. So, then, gross. Actually, probably not. Had you seen that
okay,
camp
can
food?
We move forward? They keep going.
So then, they leave, and I was like, oh, great, they listened. Well, then, 5 minutes later, this kid pulled Eli Harvell and Kaylor Moore out of the lake. So they were in there, both of them, no towel, completely sopping wet, with their life jacket on, dripping water on the floor. This kid said, like, I think he was like, I need to just grab something.
Right.
But then I think he had plans to just hang out.
Yeah. They're like, hey, we're doing
They're
something.
They're like, we're in the middle of lake time. And so,
also shout out to those guys because that was a heft to walk all the way back up and go to the dorm.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They're like, "Wait, Nick, you're that's in funny. Here?" That when they got there, that's what they.
Yeah,
that, those were the words they said.
I am now.
So, shout out to those guys.
Yep, love it.
But well, hey,
what's our sign off going to be?
I don't know.
Hey, give us a good sign off.
Yeah,
shoot us a text or throw something in the GroupMe chat.
But for now, we'll just crash land this plane and say goodbye.
Love you. Bye.